We'll go to Marlene from Norway. Hi, Marlene. Welcome to the show. Hi. Marlene,
Hi,
are you
Lisa.
there?
I'm
Hi.
here. I had radio off. I've been listening to alternative stations, and one of the most important things is keep hydrated, keep hydrated, keep hydrated, because as soon as you become dehydrated, you become a vessel for the corona. That's one important thing. The other thing is I was listening to a program the other night in which
Marlene, are you there? We're losing you a little bit. Marlene, hello?
Hi.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
It's Judy Mikovits, who was working with Fauci in the early years. Fauci is about 79 years old, and he's been involved with the CDC and the FDA, and he's been involved with tremendous fraud and waste and failed HIV vaccines. And for three years ago, he was talking about a pandemic. He was with the Gates, speaking to the Gates Foundation, so he knows what's been going on for years. Okay, so that's one thing. But what Judy was saying is that not only do you need vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin D, she said the chloroquine is helpful, but also a very important aspect for the fighting the corona is alpha interferon. And she and her associate, Kim, whatever his name, Ken, and I don't have his last name, were talking about the alpha interferon.
I don't know what
She
that
said,
is. Is that something you need a prescription for? What is that?
well, that's a good question, and she didn't say that. And she's a scientist who's been working with who's worked with Fauci for years. He's really a criminal element. He should be fired from his position, and that's and like his her associate said,
Why do
fire
you think
Fauci,
so?
fire.
Why do you think so?
Because number one, he's known about this for 3 years. That's the first thing. He's been working on viral stuff for years. Gates Foundation is attempting to, and that's something else that's been in the works. Gates, Bill and Melinda Gates have been vaccinating people for years. They went down to Africa to vaccinate
But what is
children.
your point, Marlene? What is your point? Of course they have. They've been trying to prevent children from malaria. What's your point?
The point is that there is an undercurrent of getting everybody vaccinated with a chip in us, and this isn't a one-time thing. They're already doing it in England, and that
What is
means
your point? Do you think that this is some kind of nefarious plot by Fauci and the Gates Foundation? Is that what you're trying to say?
some of it is, some of it is,
Okay,
but
Marlene, thank you for that. I appreciate that. I totally disagree with you. I'm glad that you called the show. I think that you've been a victim of a terrible propaganda campaign, and I want to explain about it, but I thank you for calling the show. So this is very interesting that Marlene called with this. She's not the only person, I say this with great respect, to have heard this kind of information. And I always like to say that the devil speaks in half-truths. A good friend of mine told me that. I'm not particularly a devil believer, but I thought that that was a rather brilliant way of understanding information. In other words, there's a lot of truth to what to what is inserted in effective propaganda. But what happens is there's a little tale, a sp and the conclusion drawn from the facts is the wrong conclusion. So I've seen the videos. It's indisputable that Fauci knew about a pandemic possibly happening, that in 2015, Bill Gates addressed a huge audience. And what he was talking about was the fact that there were a series of coronaviruses that had already emerged in nature, and that inevitably one of them was going to take off. And anybody who's, for example, looking at climate change knows there's a series of events right happening in nature, and at some point, one of them is going to be catastrophic. Off. We don't know which one, we don't know when, but all you have to do is look at the science to see this. So, with that said, Bill Gates was warning this country and the world, and he was saying, look, the best that we should do is prop up our public health. It's the last time that we should be spending doubting scientists and creating seeds of doubt in the public about what scientists know and when they know it, and firing pandemic focus groups, because here it was 2015, and he could see as sure as day that at some point one of these viruses was going to be unleashed on the public. Now, there are people believing that China actually created this in their bioweapons laboratory in Wuhan, and that it accidentally got. There are people that believe that this was a result of animals that are constantly experimented on in these terrible laboratories, and that one of these animals got infected with something and then got eaten by a human being, and that's how it went from an animal to a human. There are people that have studied this virus, that I have read scientific periodicals myself, that have said that this virus could not have come from a human being trying to invent it, because it has all the markers of something that originated the way a lot of things originate in nature. It does not have any of the markers that would be associated with scientists using something already in nature and creating something from it. This seems to be sui generis, unique to itself. So, with all of that information, none of us really know what's true, and none of us may ever really know what's true. But here's what I know to be true. This I believe to my bones. Bill Gates and Melinda Gates took a lot of their money, and what they tried to do was make people in developing countries healthier. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is probably one of the most extraordinary organizations on earth right now. They do more good than a lot of countries. They haven't completely eradicated polio from the face of the earth, even though they said they wanted to, because the Taliban in Pakistan refused to let them, because they claim that the people that were bringing those vaccines were really trying to hurt the people that were in Pakistan. Nothing could be further from the truth. When is the last time you or someone you love got polio? They tried, they failed to completely eradicate polio from the face of the earth, but they funded a good faith effort to do it. And in the end, some healthcare workers that were trying to deliver the vaccines in the Taliban part of Pakistan died as a result. They were pounced on by the public and they died. They've also tried very, very hard to eradicate malaria, and they have tried very hard to reduce the amount of children who die from early on intestinal disease, because what they tried to do as a foundation is they said, look, let us try and bring medicine that's already been developed in the world to the underdeveloped countries where people don't receive them. We can leave it to Americans to develop a cure for cancer. There are enough rich Americans in the world that still want to cure cancer. What we want to do is we want to fill a different gap. We want to take the medicine that's already out there, the chloroquine, for example, that's very useful in malaria that we've heard about now to treat COVID-19. And we want to bring that medicine to Africa because people in Africa don't have it. And it's cheap. And we can do that with money, and we can have a bigger impact. Now, I have to say, with all due respect to Marlene and with all due respect to everybody that is getting their information from quote-unquote alternative sources, I'm a big believer in alternative sources. You know that I have had Dr. Christine Horner on at least twice, and I'll have her on three more times to talk about the efficacy of building up our immune system, of taking vitamin A and taking vitamin C and taking vitamin D and having supplements of zinc and drinking a lot of water. Hydrating is the most important thing that we can do to keep ourselves healthy, no question about it. But the devil speaks in half-truths. That part is true. The part that connects it to a nefarious plot by Bill Gates to try and make sure that we're all vaccinated with something that can then hurt us, that is complete crap. And it's really important that as a society, as an educated American society, that you and I understand the difference and that we become agents, agents of truth in its whole form, not agents of half-truth. We have to distinguish. We have to have critical thinking. We have to say, okay, this is true, and but your conclusion is false. Bill Gates is not trying to poison the public. Do you know that same propaganda says Johnson & Johnson is trying to poison the public? No. No, they're not. They're not. These are going to be the institutions and the people that are going to help us find a cure. And the vaccine ultimately will not be for everyone. There'll still be anti-vaxxers who are afraid of them. There'll still be people in the community who have real immune reasons why they shouldn't take a vaccine, because it'll likely be a live vaccine before it becomes a dead one. And live vaccines are more dangerous to people that have prior immunodeficiency issues. Look, I'm on the board of the Jeffrey Modell Foundation for Primary Immunodeficiency Disease. I've been on the board of that great organization for 10 years. You can look them up. Their entire raison d'etre, their entire reason for being, is to try and eradicate the mutation in which some people are born without an effective immunosuppressant system. They don't have one. It's the bubble boy disease. It's the people that every single germ can make them deathly ill, and their son died from it at 15. So I'm not an uneducated person. I attend medical conferences. I do what I have to do behind the scenes to read the science. I'm not just telling this to you as somebody who reads some articles occasionally. I really believe this, and they have worked hand in hand with the Gates Foundation, and so I've been at board meetings on a constant basis to see the good work that this Gates Foundation does. So with all due respect, and I mean this truly respectfully, you, Marlene, you've got to hear the truth. Yes, hydrate. Yes, take those vitamins. Yes, do everything you can do to be a strong person, but try not to then take that to a different tale, and I'll tell you why. There is a very real campaign going on now by the Chinese, and probably the Russians as well, but we know the Chinese, to undermine our American belief in ourselves. They really want to be able to come out of this horrible panacea and announce that they're the winners. The Chinese want to say, we didn't invent the virus. The Americans brought it to us in military trucks. That's what they're saying. They want to be able to say, we got it under control and only 3,000 of our people died and hundreds of thousands of people around the world died, because you have to look at the way the Chinese controls its people. We are the ones that bring up the model that other people should emulate. That's what they want to do. They want to come out of this a winner. And how do they do that? They do that by spreading propaganda that the leaders in our society, the people like Bill Gates and others, I'm not saying Bill Gates is a perfect person. I'm not talking about how wonderful Microsoft is, but I know this for certain. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has been one of the great forces for good in Africa. It has been one of the great forces for good in delivering public health care on a huge widespread basis in countries other than the United States. And the fact that they are trying to plot against that tells you something. It tells you they are trying to undermine our belief in the people who lead us and who share our values. Don't let them do it. Don't let them do it. We'll be right back. The Lisa Wexler Show, 203-333-9422 on WICC 600 and WICC600.com.